This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day when the government of the United States voted the House today, the Senate yesterday, to continue operating as a government. It also voted to authorize more than $12 billion more dollars to help Ukraine. And Ukraine, of course, fighting for its life and fighting for a halt to what Vladimir Putin is doing right now that is a menace to all of civilization. Why is it a menace to all of civilization? He basically believes that this is a war, not just between Russia and Ukraine, but between Russia and the evil Western world. That means us. And he has very explicitly and repeatedly threatened to use tactical nuclear weapons in this regard. That is a serious matter. We will also be getting to another serious matter, a student debt relief plan that has been estimated by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office to cost the American people $420 billion. Can it be defeated in court? We'll be talking to Henry Olson about that of the Ethics and Public Policy Center coming up. But first, Vladimir Putin speaking through a translator. This is during a signing ceremony as Russia annexed four pieces of what has formerly been, since the end of World War II, part of Ukraine. Ukraine, when it was a Soviet Socialist Republic, and it has been an independent nation since 1989, perhaps it is 1990, actually, that they formally won their independence. But in any event, it's more than 20 years. This is Vladimir Putin, clip 5.
Dear citizens of Russian Federation, citizens of DPR and LPR, Kherson and Zaporozhye regions, members of the Duma, and senators of the Russian Federation. As you know, in Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republic, in Kherson and Zaporozhye region, we had referendums. The results have come through, and the results are known. People have made their choice, and it's a definitive choice. Today we are signing the decree on accepting LPR, DPR, Zaporozhye and Kherson region. I'm sure that the Federal Assembly will support the laws of creating four new regions of four new subjects of the Russian Federation, because this is the will of the millions of people.
Okay, some of the votes are, again, I know that it sort of sounds like some of the questions in the United States about elections being rigged. When you get 98% of the of the vote in, I believe it was in Zaporozhye, they got there. You have their reasons to suspect. And again, this was the fictitious annexation follows voting at gunpoint. This is one piece of coverage here. Putin has just signed a document claiming to annex four Russian-occupied Ukrainian territories in Donetsk, Luhansk, Zaporozhye, and the Kherson regions. Days before, Russia purported to hold the referendums in these areas. with hastily staged voting, in some cases at gunpoint. And they also came and collected big bunches of ballots. People were worried about 2,000 mules here. In Russia, it's very different. Russian propaganda predictably claims people overwhelmingly voted to join Russia. Now, even if there were some genuine supporters, this does not give the process any legal value. Moreover, Ukrainians, this is a story from, I believe, the Washington Post, is it? But Ukrainian voters I spoke to paint a very different picture. Alexei Koshel, the head of Ukraine's Committee of Voters, described how poll workers carried ballots door to door accompanied by armed soldiers. Imagine four armed men walk into your flat. You have to vote to join Russia at gunpoint. If you refuse or vote no, you'll be doing it right in front of them. They can see what you put on the ballot. The story is actually provided by Human Rights Watch, which was performing a useful service here, putting this in context. This is far more transparent in its corruption and basically insulting any sort of electoral standards at all than even what you used to get from Saddam Hussein in Iraq or that you get regularly in North Korea. I don't think they send people at gunpoint to come to your door, as this was the case. Putin then went on to, in his speech, which was rambling, it was very long, to decry Kyiv's masters in the West, the secret masters. And he goes on to say that the four regions they're annexing now are going to be Russian forever, if you like it or not. Here's the dictator of the Russian Federation, clip 6.
In Kherson, they tried to cultivate hatred for Russia. And lately, Kyiv regime threatened death and punishment to teachers. And they were threatening repressions to the millions of people who supported Russia. But people from LPR, DPR, and Kherson and Zaporozhye expressed their will. And the real masters of Kyiv regime in the West need to remember this. People from Kherson, DPR, LPR, and Zaporozhye become our citizens forever.
They become our citizens forever. Uh-huh. In this third wave only, they are now confirming that 200,000 Russian citizens have left Russia. Are they still Russian citizens forever? Many have gone to Kazakhstan. Good luck. Serbia and Georgia and Finland. Finland, obviously, if they can get there, one of the most fortunate countries in the world. This from the Wall Street Journal, Dateline Moscow. Russia is planning triumphal ceremonies and public rallies as President Vladimir Putin prepares to formally annex a broad additional swath of Ukraine. The celebrations are set to echo the pomp and circumstance that accompanied Russia's seizure of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula 8 years ago. Today, the new annexations, as well as a series of unpopular moves putting the country on war footing, raise the risk of overreach as he grasps for a breakthrough in the Ukraine war, say political analysts. The annexations will up the ante in a war that Russia has been losing and leaves Mr. Putin dangerously short of exit options, the analysts say. In annexing the occupied territories, Russia will declare sovereignty over provinces that it only partially controls and where Ukrainian troops are still advancing. If Russia fails to reverse the tide with 300,000 hastily trained troops that Mr. Putin mobilized last week, he faces the prospect of a wider draft of military-aged men that would be deeply unpopular inside the country. Yeah, he's mobilized 300,000 men, all right, to leave the country, which they have been doing. We'll be right back. Washington Policy Center exposed the impact of the new tax on fuel that will add 46 cents per gallon to the price of gasoline next year. Support WPC for as little as $5 a month and get their free weekly newsletter or join us for an elegant evening out. It's Friday, October 14th at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency and see the 70th Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and filmmaker researcher Chris Rufo keynoting WPC's annual dinner. Tickets and details at WPCdinner.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. 1-800-955-1776. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about Vladimir Putin and the big rally. Apparently they're going to have singers and dancers and spectaculars. Rally celebrating the annexation of four pieces of the Ukraine. The reason this is so important is because Putin has said that the new portions of the Ukraine that he has just annexed is now Russian territory forever, 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 and that any attack on Russian territory by Ukraine will be met by all means necessary, including tactical nuclear weapons. And he added, of course, I'm not bluffing. Is he bluffing? He has blamed an interesting group of villains in his mind for terrorist attacks and blaming them for having caused the explosions on Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2, explosions that the NATO officially pinned on Russia. Here is President Putin, 6.5, please.
Anglo-Saxons are not happy with the sanctions. They moved to two terrorist attacks, having arranged the explosions on the pipelines, gas pipelines in the sea. And they are destroying the European infrastructure. It's all clear who benefits from this. The diktat of the United States is based on sheer power. But it's wrapped into this pretense of international law and principles.
Okay, he's attacking Anglo-Saxons? Does he mean... it's not usual for Americans and Brits to be called Anglo-Saxons. Anglo-Saxons haven't even run Britain since 1066. Yeah, that was the whole Battle of Hastings deal, right? They had the Norman conquest, right? From Normandy, from France. And yes, the Normans were actually Norse. They were Normen, get it? Northmen. But leave that aside for a moment. I mean, this is nuttiness. And what is deeply puzzling is we're getting a response from President Biden. We got one today, but I'm not sure this response is exactly what we need right now. Here's the President of the United States responding to President Putin today. This is clip 12.
America is fully prepared with our NATO allies to defend every single inch of NATO territory. Every single inch. So, Mr. Putin, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Every inch. And I have to be, I've been in close touch with our allies. We're announcing new sanctions today as well, that including new authorities to sanction anyone who provides political or economic support to Russia's fraudulent territorial claims. And I've been in close touch with our NATO allies, who are united in our resolve to take on his aggression.
Okay, this is very useful in one regard. If you think that Putin had in mind annexing part of Finland or annexing part of Poland, they are NATO allies. That is NATO territory. The important thing that the president didn't seem to make clear to understand is that NATO territory and defending NATO territory is very important, but it does not include Ukraine. Ukraine is not a member nation of NATO. It wants to be. It aspires to be. It's one of the reasons that Putin said he went to war, was to stop Ukraine from becoming a NATO nation. In any event, the president has not said that he will protect every inch of Ukrainian territory. Not at all. The United States committed to that earlier in the Budapest agreements, which had to do with moving nuclear missiles out of Ukrainian control, because Russia in the bad old days, when it was the Soviet Union and Ukraine was the second most populous, or the second most powerful, certainly, of the two of the Soviet Socialist Republics that made up the USSR, they had missiles stationed there. They were Russian missiles. And they were agreed to be taken out of Ukraine. But the in return, the then president of the Russian Federation, who was at the time Boris Yeltsin, agreed with President Clinton, who was in power at that time, that there would be a guarantee that there would be no Russian intrusion on Ukraine in return for taking out the nuclear missiles which Ukraine would have controlled. And clearly we've abandoned that agreement. We had committed under a prior president to come to Ukraine's defense. And the failure to do so has been a real problem for the United States. I'll tell you another real problem for the United States. There is a new dating app, and it's based on politics. It's a new dating app for conservatives only. Who's founded it, and what do the appeals for that dating app sound like? We will get to that issue. We will also get to the issue of the student debt plan that is so incredibly costly and destructive at a time that we have a tremendous problem with paying what is going to be close to $1 trillion a year on interest on the national debt. This is something that most people have not paid attention to, but one of the impacts of the Federal Reserve doubling interest rates on mortgages is that that also increases the interest rates on the national debt. So that we are now spending so much that we're maybe approaching what is called a death spiral. We will be talking about that as well. And speaking to Henry Olson, a Washington Post columnist and a senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center, about why he believes that Biden's student debt plan is not only not good for the country, but that is likely to be overturned in court. Why? Well, because it's illegal. It's not based on any provision in statute law or the Constitution. Is based on a whim by the President of the United States, and it's outrageous. We will be getting to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. Ketanji Brown Jackson made her way into the Supreme Court before a brief courtroom ceremony 3 days ahead of the start of the High Court's new term. President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and their spouses will also attend the invitation-only ceremony. Jackson becomes the first black woman to sit on the court. In an angry conspiratorial address Friday amid grand fanfare, Russian President Vladimir Putin offered the Kremlin's justification for Russia's annexation of four Ukrainian territories, presenting an anti-Western worldview that accused Anglo-Saxons of neocolonialism and sabotage. And the Biden administration announced a new round of sanctions on Russia for Putin's illegal annexation of the Ukrainian territories. The sanctions target government officials and family members, Russian and Belarusian military officials, and defense procurement networks. This is USA.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it's always a pleasure to welcome back to the show Henry Olson, who is a Washington Post columnist. He's also a senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington, D.C. He began his career working to help save an endangered species. He was working for the California Assembly Republican Caucus. He is also a distinguished attorney. And Henry, you're taking a look at some of the cases that were brought by six attorneys general of Midwestern states, for the most part, and Arkansas. And those attorneys general are challenging the constitutionality, the legality of Biden's student debt plan. You like the chances of the challengers to overturn that plan?
Yeah, I do. You know, the challenge is always going to be, can you establish that you have standing, which is that you actually will suffer a concrete injury if I will trust that the attorney generals have researched this and that they have that standing. And once you meet that threshold, I think it's very hard to see how the Supreme Court, if necessary, but certainly lower courts too, won't find this unconstitutional. It was passed without congressional approval. It was passed without any notice or serious public comment, which is required by the various Administrative Procedure Act and other laws. It's just hard to see how the Supreme Court or lower courts would not find it unconstitutional or illegal if the standing threshold is met.
Okay, the standing threshold is a biggie, obviously, but don't the Biden people and his staff members and the other people behind this student debt plan, don't they have some kind of claim as to why this is within the four corners of the law, that it's perfectly legal for a Republican, for an elected president, a Democratic president, as it happens, for this Democratic president to go ahead and forgive this $400 billion in debt?
They do, but it's the most tortured logic imaginable. What they're doing is saying that a bill that was passed in 2003 called the HEROES Act, which said the president can amend student loan obligations for someone who is participating in an area with which is a war or a national emergency, that they can amend that student loan debt. It's clear, both by the date, you know, it's during the Iraq War and what they were talking about, that they were looking at a serious 9/11 type moment or war. Biden says, well, the COVID-19 pandemic is a national emergency, even though he has now said that it's over on national television. And they're claiming that this 20-year-old act that had nothing to do with the pandemic gives them the legal authority to spend $400 billion without congressional approval. Doesn't pass the smell test for me. We'll see how judges react to it if they get to the merits after dealing with standing.
Well, in terms of standing, it's not sufficient for these attorneys general to raise the issue that you may be negatively affected if you're someone who has had detrimental reliance on the idea that you had to pay your student loan debts. And that now they are using money that you in part paid in to pay the debts for other people who didn't pay. Is there no standing that could be attributed in, with that line of thinking?
You know, that it could very well be. It's a novel theory, and courts can sometimes be open to novel theories. You know, what you have to do is show that somebody has suffered a concrete harm as a result of the policy. There's a lawsuit from the Pacific Legal Foundation that is making a similar legal claim, but with a different standing theory, that their plaintiff is somebody who would be taxed under the laws of Indiana, so he'll lose $1,000 if the Biden plan goes forward. I suspect that this is so grossly and I believe obviously unconstitutional that courts will relax a standing provision in order to reach this, but it's still the first thing that any court has to look at, and it's the first thing that a court will decide on before they even reach the merits.
Well, one of the things about the merits of this issue, the polling that I have seen, and it's from, a dozen sources, is not positive on this. This was meant to be a campaign masterstroke that would help the Democrats turn around the election and hold their House majority and hold their Senate majority. Do you see any evidence at all that it's, as a political strategy, that it's working for the Democrats?
No, it's not. It's because it's not a high-profile issue. It angers and annoys a lot of voters who they might otherwise have a chance to get, and the very few people who might be motivated by it are likely to be voting Democratic anyway, you know, which is to say young people who are heavily indebted from their college degrees. And this was always meant to be a sop to the progressive wing of the party, and it's one that doesn't seem to be helping them and could very well backfire depending on the demographics of a state or a district.
There's a surprise announcement that was reportedly made yesterday. BuzzFeed is reporting that 770,000 previously eligible Americans will now not be eligible to receive the student debt relief. Basically, that's an effort to thwart legal challenges that could derail the entire program. Do you know anything about this strategy, supposedly by the Biden administration?
Starting yesterday, what they've been doing is changing the program whenever they see a legal challenge being filed so they can deny standing. That's how weak they know their legal argument is that they don't want to face a court that actually has to confront their justification. What they want to do is change the program so that nobody who's brought a lawsuit actually has the concrete harm that they're required to give the courts the ability to look at the under the hood at the Biden's argument. So that's what they're doing, is they're changing this program on the fly to keep legitimate plaintiffs out of court. And we'll see whether or not courts take notice of that. That one lawyer has tweeted that when businesses try to do it in the context of class action suits, courts won't let them do it. It's, hey, you know, you can't change this to take somebody's legal rights away, and see whether they apply the same reasoning to the Biden administration, who are doing the same thing.
Last question. In the likely event that Republicans take control of at least one House of Congress, could this student loan plan, with all of its promises of spending some $400 billion, could it be undone by a new Republican Congress?
Well, it would be something that they would try to do, and then the question is, what would they be able to persuade the president to do in budget negotiations? You know, and that's always the kicker, is that the president gets to sign or veto these bills, and that's why we have all of these showdowns and omnibus bills and late-minute deals, is because neither side has the leverage to force it through. But it's certainly something that Republicans can bring up. It is something they can push. And we will see in next September or October who blinks.
We will see also that's next September and October. We have this September and October to, well, September's gone, but we have this October to go through, and then an election where this is such a potent issue for Republicans that even the Tim Ryan, who is the Democratic nominee for Senate against J.D. Vance in Ohio, has actually tied in that race because he's a Democrat speaking against the student loan program as fundamentally unfair to students who have paid their debts and to people who decided never to go to college. When we come back, a new dating app that is meant for conservatives only. So how do you make sure that only conservatives get in? And how does it work? And how does it work with the issue of monogamy, which right now is an issue more than ever before. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
One of the reasons that Republicans are favored to win the midterm elections has to do with all the measures of Is America Headed in the Right Direction? And three-quarters of the country, on a fairly regular basis, say, no, we're headed the wrong way. You want to know why? Because we debate on issues like whether or not men can be pregnant. And, honest to goodness, it makes parents who are trying to do the right thing for their kids and trying to be sensitive and to good parents and good role models, how do you deal with that? I mean, when people are learning about pregnancy, which you learn about pretty quickly, we have a two-year-old grandson who learned all about pregnancy when his mom had his baby sister. Right? It happens. You figure out. But it wasn't dad who had the baby sister. The baby didn't come out of dad. Okay. So we are now in an era when in debates in the Congress of the United States, there were hearings, with a Democratic controlled committee. And, there was a Planned Parenthood physician, a director for primary and trans care, whose name is Kumar, Bhavik Kumar. He's 31. He was testifying and making the case that, sure enough, men can be pregnant just like women. Listen as he's interrogated by Republican Representative Andrew Clyde.
Dr. Kumar, can biological men become pregnant and give birth?
So men can have pregnancies, especially trans men.
Okay. What do you mean, especially trans men? What other kinds of men can become pregnant and give birth? And so then he went on. Do you have the rest of that, Jeremy? Because the transcript of the rest of it is incredible. So this is the official transcript of this testimony. So you were saying that a biological female who identifies as a man and therefore becomes pregnant is a man? Clyde followed up. Is that what you're saying, Dr. Kumar? And here's what Dr. Kumar said in response. Somebody with a uterus may have the capability of becoming pregnant, whether they're a woman or a man. That doesn't make a difference. Not every person with a uterus has the ability to become pregnant. This is medicine. Okay, but nobody without a uterus has the ability to become pregnant. To the very best of my knowledge, they have not even experimented with implanting uteruses. And the hearing, by the way, was about abortion. And Congressman Clyde said, I can't believe it's necessary to say this, but men cannot get pregnant and cannot give birth, regardless of how they identify themselves. Why in the world Democrats have brought in a person whose title is Director of Trans Care for an abortion hearing when only biological women can become pregnant? And Senate Democrats rejected a GOP amendment that would have clarified that only women can get pregnant. According to Senator Marco Rubio, federal funding should reflect reality. Only women can get pregnant? Unfortunately, it looks like my Democrat colleagues don't trust the science after all. This is extraordinary. According to Berkeley law professor, we've covered this before, Kiara Bridges, many women, cis women, that means women who were born as women, have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy. And This is why they started the Right Stuff. Right Stuff is a dating app for conservatives, which launches this fall. It's for conservatives only, it says. It is co-founded by John McAtee, Daniel Huff, and Isaac Stalzer, three former Trump administration officials. The app is backed by PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel, the same source of financing for Blake Masters' candidacy for U.S. Senate. He is also a former, Blake Masters was an employee of Peter Thiel's. In any event, the promotion for The Right Stuff sounds like this. Listen.
I gotta tell you about something I am so excited to announce. A dating app for all of us conservatives. It's called The Right Stuff, and it's launching this September. What I love most about it is that it's invite only, so not just anyone can join. First of all, it's free to use. And for my ladies, you'll never have to pay because we all get premium subscriptions for simply inviting a couple friends. Gentlemen, if you want access to premium, that's on you. And by the way, those are the only two options. Ladies and gentlemen, The Right Stuff is all about getting into the right dating pool with people who share the same values and beliefs as you. So if you're a young conservative looking to amp up your dating life, go to joinrightstuff.com to gain early access. We need to get back to the right way of dating. See you there.
Okay, again, I was originally thinking this is sort of weird to try to make conservatives into a different tribe. But then listening to this testimony before the House of Representatives with this Dr. Kumar, when you're talking about people who honestly believe that you can have a uterus, whether you're male or female, and that basically that men can get pregnant, and that this is an important issue, people who believe that really, I'm sure they have dating sites of their own, but there may be a dating site for people who don't want to argue about whether men can be pregnant or not. Here's more from the promotional material for The Right Stuff.
The date. What are you looking for in a partner?
They just have to be a conservative.
Definitely someone that wants to have kids.
I like an independent man. Personally, I like the alpha male vibe.
I want a man who really loves his family.
Definitely someone whose faith is important to them.
For me, it's someone who actually wants to meet my parents.
Why do you want to date a conservative?
For me, at least I know that we're going to start off with some shared values.
Well, the conservative men I've dated at least know how to treat me like a woman.
In my personal experience, conservative guys have better manners.
I like that they understand their role in the relationship as a man.
I just prefer my men to be masculine.
And what's the biggest red flag when it comes to dating?
A Democrat. No Democrats.
A Democrat.
Can't be a Democrat.
A Democrat.
That's easy. A Democrat.
No Democrats. So no.
Find the right match. Download the right stuff today.
How about the biggest red flag being long-term unemployed? How about biggest red flag living in your car? but I understand that what they are looking for here is people who are partisan and committed Republicans, and that is something that actually may come up with more talk about values. There's a piece from the BBC, a widely respected network of the British government, and it is sponsored by the government. They're talking about the world being curious about non-monogamy, about alternatives to monogamy. And part of the expertise on this is from a very popular singer and musician who says very directly, monogamy is not in our genetic makeup. I would imagine he wouldn't make it on the Right Stuff dating app. We will get to that, and we're also reviewing the greatest beer run ever, which is kind of a conservative movie. Plus Hocus Pocus 2 with Bette Midler and Sarah Jessica Parker, and The Good House with Kevin Klein and Sigourney Weaver, all coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.